What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, you asked, are people rooting for Nick Chubb? Are they rooting for Nick Chubb in Houston? Houston is a team that has a weird history with us, clearly. You asked me the question. It's hard to root against Nick, so I can't see myself rooting against him. He goes to a team that I frankly don't like. I think that they, I don't know, am I going to say they took advantage of us? Like, the price was the price, that was it. They didn't make you pay Deshaun Watson $235 million guaranteed or whatever the number is. They said, thanks for the picks. I think they're kind of a, I think every organization has the tendency to be goofy. I think that they're a goofy organization too. And I think they got themselves a hot hand and they're going to run it as long as they possibly can. So we'll see where that goes. But I can't concern myself with that other than, well, Nick Chubb plays for them now. And do you want Nick Chubb to do well? And I can't imagine a bunch of people saying that they're not rooting for Nick Chubb. I think there might be a question, are they rooting for Nick Chubb over whatever the 2025 Browns are going to be, which I think that's another question to bring up here in just a moment.
I do wonder, is Nick Chubb a guy that people will go out of their way to watch? That they loved him so much. He was so beloved here.
I think
that
so.
People will go out of their way to watch Texans games to see him run.
Yes.
Or does that end for a lot of fans the minute you're not wearing a Browns jersey?
For some maybe, but I think that they will go to see. I think because they want they got to understand this, and I think the Browns do to some level here. You got to understand, what do you think the approval rating is of Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry? So let's put Andrew Berry here. That we put the general managers where the general managers are. What's the approval rating of Andrew Berry right now?
Feels like as low as it's been.
Okay,
right.
So if that means that 70% of people don't want Andrew Berry around, they are absolutely going to watch Nick Chubb to see if Nick Chubb has anything, and they're going to call us up on Monday going, did you see what Nick Chubb did yesterday against the Colts? Did you see that Nick Chubb had 115 yards and a touchdown against the Colts in a win? Did you see that, guys? What are we doing here with this team? Now, if Quinshon Judkins goes out there and runs for 115 and a touchdown or two and the Browns win, well, that's going to certainly stave off some of that. Or if Nick Chubb, unfortunately, if that season, in week two or whatever it was basically the last time we saw the greatness of Nick Chubb, that's going to change it as well. Like, this is going to be based on, if the Browns were a playoff team and they let Nick Chubb go, hey, them's the breaks. That's the way it goes. But they're not a playoff team. And the fans don't trust the front office. They don't trust Andrew Berry. They don't trust the decisions he's made. So automatically, you've seen a guy play well, a guy that you and your buddies and your kids and everybody love. People here love Nick Chubb. You saw that guy, and they're basically saying, he's not good enough to play here anymore. Because you could have brought him back. You didn't bring him back. So you're telling everybody he's not good enough to play here anymore. You went out and got two rookies to come in and be in the running back room. You're telling everybody he's not good enough to play here anymore. But you're also the same front office that has made this mistake and that mistake and innumerable mistakes when it comes to the draft and when it comes to free agency. So yeah, hell yeah, they're going to be watching Nick Chubb. And they'll probably root for Nick Chubb as like, all right, let's make sure if we're going to go through this year, let's make sure we put our thumb on this and give them no wiggle room to wiggle out of this. Because there was a hell of a lot of people who wanted them gone after this last year. A hell of a lot of people.
I think tough part, Ken, is I'm operating under the assumption that he is not Nick Chubb anymore. And I think the most likely Browns are kind of thinking the same thing. You know, they saw him last year. For a guy, he's just been so amazing with us. I mean, we were tracking, could he finish up as the all-time yards per carry, you know, leader in NFL history? And he was right there. I mean, he was like top three going into last year. And then, yeah, he just wasn't the same player. And then on top of that, he gets injured again. So, you know, part of why I'm not screaming and yelling about losing Nick Chubb is I kind of feel like I'm sure the Browns think the same thing, which is he's not Nick Chubb anymore.
Are you okay with Nick Chubb leaving then?
Yeah. Yeah, it stinks. Like, you know, selfishly, like you wanted the guy to be a Brown his entire career.
Of course.
That's just so few and far between guys that do that anymore. Like for Joe Thomas to be able to achieve that, same time, you know, Joe ends up leaving without any wins, you know, any big wins. So Nick Chubb has a chance to do that now. I don't know how much, like, what is their running back situation, you know, to begin with in Houston? Like, I don't see Nick Chubb going there and doing what Saquon Barkley did last year.
They got Joe Mixon.
So, you know.
He's brought in to be a backup. Is what he is.
Which is crazy to think about. I mean, he's only 29.
If they put any
ball carrier years, you know, that feels like 50.
That's high miles. He had high miles in Georgia, got injured in Georgia. He obviously had high miles and a lot of carries here in Cleveland. I mean, it is what it is. But I think that a lot of folks go, well, wait a minute. You let Kareem Hunt walk. And that was a time where, I remember, Lima, you and I were like, oh, yeah, he's probably at his end of his usefulness and this is it. And you brought him in halfway through the year last year, and then this year, that's probably it. And then he goes out and he plays really well with the Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of people would take Nick Chubb over Kareem Hunt, and so they assume that Nick Chubb's going to go out there and run for 115 and a touchdown every single game for the Houston Texans. I don't know if that's going to be true. And you hear it where I stop myself because I don't want to say that it's not true because I like Nick Chubb as much as the next guy in Cleveland. Like, everybody loves Nick Chubb, and no, I don't think any fan wants to believe that he's outlived his usefulness with the Cleveland Browns. Last year, I thought a lot of it was he just got injured. You have to be the team that gives him a chance to reclaim whatever form he had. Plus, we're dealing with you-know-who playing quarterback. You needed some goodwill. Nick Chubb was a ton of goodwill. A ton of goodwill last year. Now, that guy playing quarterback ain't going to play quarterback for you now. At least not with any actual thought. Right now, they don't intend on that to happen. That's why they got four guys in the quarterback room. So you don't intend for him to play. And I think that, again, it's led to this murkiness of what is your plan? What are you doing? What is it? Because Miles Garrett's coming back. All right, but we're not supposed to be that good of a football team, so we paid him $123 million guaranteed and made the contract even tougher to get out of moving through the future, and he's going
to
be with the Cleveland Browns until he's 34 years old, probably come hell or high water. You can't even trade that contract. You're bringing back Joel Bitonio. Okay, fans like Joel Bitonio. Is he still going to be to the tippy top of his level? Okay, well, now why do you have to have Joel Bitonio back so badly? Wyatt Teller, as much as I defend Wyatt Teller, and Joel for that matter, but Joel, you were never trading. Wyatt Teller has been the topic of conversation for a lot of fans for the last 2 years about whether or not he was going to be here or not be here. Well, why do you have to keep these guys, Andrew? Is it because Zach Zinter isn't ready? Is it because of the injury, or is it because he's not able to play the position that he's asked to play yet? Which one is it supposed to be? Because Zach is still, if I'm not mistaken, a second-round pick. Shouldn't he be ready to go by now? Like, fans keep asking themselves that question, and that's what's frustrating. You said it was a rebuild. No, you can't call it a rebuild when you still have all these veterans on this football team. You can't do that because everything you've done in the quarterback room tells you it's a rebuild. Two quarterbacks this year out of the draft, two rookies. Well, we'll throw them into it and see whether or not that they can come out of the wash. You traded for Kenny Pickett. You traded a fifth-round pick from a flyer for a guy. We'll see if this guy can come out of the wash. You have two first-round picks next year. Right now, you're using both those first-round picks on a quarterback. Not two quarterbacks, but if you have to trade up or the first of those picks, maybe you're using on a quarterback there. You still intend to draft a quarterback there. But everywhere else, I go, how can you call this thing a rebuild? It's not. You've signed a guy to a massive extension with this football team. That's not what rebuilding teams do. Rebuilding teams, they take the dead cap hit, they trade the asset, and they get more picks for the future because by the time you get out from underneath whatever dead cap space, which it doesn't matter anyway because you're not going to be a good team, you will hopefully be ready to sign the rookies that you've drafted with those draft picks. However, can't say that because we're in a situation because we haven't really been able to have a lot of the guys for the future because we haven't had first-round draft picks in 3 years. 216-474-0092. So I think it leads to more confusion. You're a Browns fan. You want the team to do well. What is your plan to not just go out there and win 6-7 games? Because that shouldn't be the standard, and that's what I'm espousing the standard to be. 6-7 games to keep everybody employed? No. There's certainly people, they see this move, they see that Nick is not coming back. He's probably going to sign with the Houston Texans today, according to Aaron Wilson, and they're going, you know what? We got to go in some direction. Either you win enough to keep everybody around, or you lose enough to let people go, and then we can actually start anew. Let's go to the phones here. Nicholas in Columbus, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, man, yeah, man, I feel like you, man. I really feel like, though, I talked to Homeboy for a minute, so I probably let a lot of it out, man.
Okay, but you weren't talking to them. You weren't talking to him on the air. Let it out again.
No, I mean, I'm pissed with this because it's like, on the real, man, they going to suck. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it a buck. They not going to be good this year. They probably not going to be good that good the following year. I understand, man, my man got – he got had a real severe injury. He got hurt again last year. But, like, bro, he the best thing we had since they've been back outside of him and Miles. And y'all going to just, like – and then trade him to the team that put it on you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're not trading Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb signed as a free agent.
I apologize. He's going to the team. It's just that concept of he's going to the team that done stuck it us, you know, done stuck it up us already, man. And now that's happening. And then we're gonna suck regardless, bro. Hey, man, give me one more year of the brother, man. He the best player we had, bro. The best player, he deserved better. He at least deserved a send-off here. I don't care, man. What, they going to suck, bro. And they let the best thing we done had in a long time just go away. Man, he deserved better than that, man. And plus, the dudes going to be making the decisions next time. I don't trust these cats. They should have been gone. But now they getting draft picks, and they going to possibly make these decisions again. Name the best player they have drafted.
Over the last 6 years?
Whoever, the best player
this
they
group,
have drafted.
This group, right?
Yeah.
And then take Denzel, Martin Emerson?
JOK, but he's hurt.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. JOK,
yeah,
but he's hurt.
JOK.
I would give you that. Unfortunately, damn. It's like, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
You know what?
Nick, what I think you're saying, Nick, and thank you very much for the call. I think you're speaking for about 75-80% of the fan base right now. Because it's a nonstop wall that you're running into. You turn left, there's a wall. You turn right, there's a wall. It's like you can't break out of nothing. And I think it feels like some of the moves that they've made, it's like, are you just trying to get to your next lily pad? Because if you're just trying to get to your next lily pad, we ain't going to go anywhere. Because most people answer for 3-14 and bad decisions and bad drafting. And you've put yourself in this position now where you had to be perfect because you paid a guy or you traded 3 first-round picks, not even the money. You traded 3 first-round picks for a guy that people don't even want to play for your football team this year. And then you let go of Nick Chubb. Yeah, the fans are going to be upset. You're going to have to weather that storm. And we got to hope that Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson are going to be able to fill the bill.
Like, by the way,
of the greatest running back we've seen since Jim Brown.
And no send-off, right? Like that. You forget about it because, like in the NBA, you get these send-offs if you're a legendary player. I mean, that's it. You just, the last time you saw Nick Chubb, you know, was unfortunately leaving the game in a rough way, and that's it.
Honeymoon over for Stephen Vogt. I was leaving downtown Friday. He had pinch hit John Kenzie Noel. I'm asking around the room. It's not over for me because I have a theory behind all this. He's pinch hitting John Kenzie Noel. And then and my phone went nuts, and I didn't see it until I got home. And then yesterday, Tanner Bibee got left out for another inning, and people are going, this guy doesn't get it. And I'm going, well, hold on here. I think that he kind of knows the hand he's been dealt with here right now, and he's trying to get some pop from wherever he can. I don't think that he all of a sudden forgot how to play baseball. I think that he's kind of showing you, like, hey, like their hands are tied in so many ways here. You're trying to get some pop out of the lineup in that situation against Houston on Friday night. You're trying not to dive into your bullpen too far. Tanner Bibee, I don't know when Shane Bieber's going to be back, and you can't expect him to be your ace when he comes back in July. So Tanner Bibee's got, you got to try to ride it out with him because you don't want to dive into your bullpen all the time. Yes.
Well, the whole Bibee thing makes no sense to me. If that's, it was a shutout yesterday.
That's why I'm asking.
We were, the people I was standing around yesterday at the game were discussing, like, does he have enough to get a complete game out of this? Because you looked at his pitch count. He's the only guy that you can trust to go 100 pitches right now. Yes. He went like 89 or something. It was somewhere in the high 80s yesterday.
Yes.
And he gave up a two-run shot, and he pulled him right after.
But again, it gets to six innings, and you want to bring him out for the seventh, and the seventh inning ends up being a problem here two times in a row. I just asked the question real quick before we go back to the Nick Chubb stuff and what's going on there.
As far as the honeymoon, I think it's just the fact that they're clearly not as good as they were last year. Last year, they go on, you know, this incredible start to the season when he takes over.
Were they better last year, or were they luckier last year?
Well, what do you mean by lucky?
Well, they started 40-20, and then they played 500 ball the rest of the season.
I guess just they're, by the metrics, like, first of all, you know, they don't have a Josh Naylor in this year's lineup, so already.
Manzardo's hitting more home runs.
Than he is this year, or than
last year, and then that Naylor is hitting this year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Naylor's has not been as good. Has not as much pop, I should say.
He's hitting.
As he did. Yeah, he is hitting more. His average is better. But just overall, their relief pitching, I mean, they were like an all-time relief.
You just had to get to the sixth and it was over.
Yeah, the game was over. They were just going to win those games. And then obviously, you know, to have some postseason success, right? Like, this team just doesn't look as good to me on paper as that team. Not to mention, you're chasing the Tigers. The Tigers are the best team in baseball by the record this year.
Well, they were better because the bullpen was better. The bullpen, you were a better baseball team last year. And because I was going to say, well, you had Shane Bieber. No, you didn't. But you did bring in Lane Thomas, and Lane Thomas was healthy and clearly was able to help out that lineup. So I think that with that, plus your bullpen was better last year, now it's settled down. Certainly Cade Smith was good yesterday, and Emmanuel Clase. I know, he puts a guy on, everybody freaks out again over Emmanuel Clase because that's where we're always waiting for the other shoe to drop of the closer. But the bullpen, I think, was better last year. You can't always count on that. And so this year, yeah, it's a little bit leaner than what it was last season. Plus, you're still trying to get some guys back in your artillery there that were banged up at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, they're still a good team, obviously. But I think what he's showing you is that, hey, man, I'm trying to find pop here. This is why I was ranting and raving about Nolan Jones, but it still worked out.
Trying to find that two-hole batter has been the bane of Stephen Vogt right now, right? I mean, it's a constant plug-in to find the guy. And on how Martinez is supposed to be in there and do it, and he's looked horrible in that spot. He looks great when you move him down. You know, you thought it was going to be Rocchio. Rocchio's not even on the team right now. There's been a lot of trouble there.
Yeah, and Jose doesn't seem to be too comfortable with it, even though he's the best hitter.
If you flip these two seasons, I mean, he was, you know, rookie season as a manager, and a lot of things fell his way last year. If this was going on in his rookie year, you go, well, he's a rookie manager. Who cares?
But I also don't think, I think his decisions he's made are explainable. I don't think that there's lacking any logic. I think we just know that, I don't think we have any faith in Jonkenzie Noel, and we feel very emotional about it.
Well, neither do they. They sent him back to Columbus yesterday.
Exactly. But I think that what he was trying to do was find any pop and see if he could get anything at that moment that he possibly could. So he used Jonkenzie Noel to pinch hit.
I do think he's going to get a bit of a pass just because the number one thing everybody points to is they didn't spend any money this offseason. And they did the two relievers, right? So some of where the money was spent on a reliever looks like a waste already, obviously. But I think that's part of the reason the manager is going to get a bit of a pass because we know this team is not the teams we're comparing them to that we want to compete with. The Yankees, now all of a sudden Detroit, even though we just had a decent series against them.
But
I think that's going to be part of why you say honeymoon's over. I think people will still have some faith in him because of what they were able to pull off last year.
Honeymoon has to end naturally at some point there, and then you start to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, he's a competitive manager with a competitive team. Let's see what he does. So not everything he does is going to be perfect. The Bybee thing's annoying, but it makes sense. John Kenzie, did you see where his hands were, by the way, on Friday? Yeah. He's trying to hold his hands up a little higher. Yeah. Because I think finally the stuff that Rick Manning was saying has finally trickled down from the booth down to the dugout. And I think that he's grasping at anything. And I think that John Kenzie is as frustrated as anybody. And I think that maybe Steven knows that once they were to send him down, I don't know when we're going to see him again. It's a frustrating time. So I can commend him for trying to find power where power is supposed to be. Because if you could harness it, it'd be great. But that's what they say about a lot of 4A players. 216-474-0092. All right, what are the Browns doing? What is their plan? You say it's a rebuild without them saying it's a rebuild. Which, to me, is just you're denying the truth one way or the other. Not you, them. Sorry, go.
Yeah, well, I said if any other GM would have taken over last year, if Andrew Berry would have been out, a new GM would have come in, the first thing they would have done is traded Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Because they would not have had that emotional attachment. They wouldn't have cared, you know, what the fans thought. They just would have come in and they would have been hired to do that job, is to really initiate a rebuild to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They instead kept Myles Garrett. And, you know, I think the fans were happy, right, in the end. Weren't the fans happy that they kept Myles Garrett? So I think part of that is...
You keep a great player that people are familiar with, but Myles does have his own set of criticisms.
Like, oh,
Nick,
absolutely.
Nick is beyond criticism. I can't find anybody to criticize Nick Chubb.
Well, yeah, what would there have been?
There was the one thing against the Jets, which I defended him till kingdom come about scoring the touchdown.
Oh, even then.
I know.
Even then.
I agree with you.
Nobody was calling him like a dumb football player for doing it. They're like, no, your instincts are to score a touchdown there. I remember I tried to have debates about it and people shut me down. They're like, no, it's Nick Chubb. He's hit, like, there were 1,000 reasons they lost that game. It wasn't because of Nick Chubb doing that. But you're right. That was the only time there was any even shred of criticism throughout the entire run. And then just last year, it was just more sad than anything. You know, you were hoping that he was going to get stronger. You were hoping that he was going to kind of figure out where his body was and to try to summon the old gifts that he had. And in the end, I mean, he averaged 3 yards a carry last year.
Yeah, he's on this.
That's just not Nick Chubb.
Frankly, he's on the same plane, I think, when it comes to criticism as like Jose Ramirez here. It's like it's a third rail that you really can't touch. Some of the outsiders get critical of him in his postseason. It's like, well, when he's the only guy you can count on, it puts a red hot spotlight on his postseason. So there's not much else you can do. For Nick, yeah, you have that one moment where people were critical of him. You were a little bit, I was very defensive of him at that time, but that was 3-4 years ago now, come to think of it. And everything else with Nick has been outstanding. And Miles has critics. Miles has critics. Nick does not have them. Jose does not have him. They are in special categories here. But the same thing will happen with Jose someday as with what happens with Nick. I have to look myself in the mirror and tell everybody that I don't believe that he is slowing down. I cannot say that for Nick. Hopefully it's a long time away for where we have to have that conversation about Jose. It's certainly not right now. But when I look at Nick, I go, yeah, I think that he's lost a step. I think that the injury and then the secondary injury, did you get that because you were favoring things? Did you come back too soon to try to show something, anything, and not have to have a full year off as a running back there? Like, what went into this, and are you going to be able to harness it? I root for Nick Chubb, but I also know that that's 29 years old and high miles through that's college and the pros.
That's why the actual football maneuver, what a GM is supposed to do, you know, in these situations, they're supposed to not get tied up to the emotions of having an all-time great fan favorite player like Nick Chubb and do the right thing. I know there was a debate online about, well, you know, you weren't going to keep him. He doesn't play special teams. You know, the actual running back stuff, he doesn't really catch balls out of the backfield. I've never understood that. We always thought he could do it. They never really featured him doing that. So, I don't know, maybe it was something he didn't want to do. But you wouldn't really keep a guy, you know, that's turning 30 this football season in that spot. So, you know, it's part of the reason they went and drafted two of the running backs that they drafted.
But I think what frustrates fans, what is your end game? Because there's not a clear line here. I want to see a clear line. They don't have one. 216-474-0092. Frank in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, man. I love my Nick Chubb, man. I'm gonna keep him on my wall forever, man. But he didn't win to the op, man. We beat him with Texas, man. So, you know, they didn't knock this. We got to go through them. They're on our road to success, man. So, hey, I wish him the best, man. I hope you have a full season, man. But it's over with.
Well, for a second, I thought you were saying, like, he's the enemy now, like people were with Joe Hayden.
No, he ain't the enemy. I ain't going to boo him when he come home, none of that. And as for Miles, since y'all bought him up, man, for that money we giving him and him putting that letter out here, this is how I feel about him. Always been on him, though. That wax on, wax off, I ain't trying to see that no more. And what I mean by that, when we got 3rd and 12, 3rd and 11, and they getting that first down and you ain't touching the quarterback, dude, I'm gonna need you to step up a little more. I feel Haslam when he told him whatever he told him, but yeah, bro, we're gonna need more out of you for that money we gave you.
Frank,
I'm gonna holler at y'all.
Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. It highlights my point exactly. John in Wadsworth, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, John.
How's it going, guys? What's going on?
Not terrible, John. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I'm definitely rooting for Nick Chubb. How can you not? I mean, the only way you couldn't root for him is if he went to Pittsburgh, because he just that's a no-no. But, you know, I the problem with this Nick Chubb thing, I'm glad you guys brought up Jose and the Guardians and stuff, because the Browns just continue to devalue leadership. I mean, you can keep Nick Chubb. Like, I mean, two things. I mean, number one, you're going to let Nick Chubb go, but you're going to sign Diontae Johnson? What the hell is that? That's more of that let's put Deshaun Watson, give him the C for captain crap. And the other thing is, like, a couple months ago, I don't know if you guys saw it, but in The Athletic, there was a big article about Austin Hedges on the Guardians, right? Mm-hmm. And they were saying that, you know, they you know, since 1990, he's got, like, the second worst batting average of any major leaguer, like, you know. But it was all about how they signed him because of his leadership. He's like a second manager. And they literally signed him solely for the clubhouse presence and to be that kind of, like, guiding force for the team. It's like, why can't the Browns ever do that? What are they not seeing? Like, you guys have talked all the time about Myles Garrett's not a leader. Then why do they keep trying to make his ass a leader? You know, they give the C to Deshaun Watson. They dump Nick Chubb. What are they doing? I mean, that's what pisses me off about it. Get some effing leadership on this team and keep it. You don't let a Nick Chubb go. Even if he's third string, get rid of Ford.
I agree. John, well, I don't agree. You know what? I'm a little bit defensive of Jerome Ford. I think a lot of people don't like Jerome Ford just because his name's not Nick Chubb. Okay? I think he can be a good... Yeah. He's not Nick, and he's in the same backfield as Nick, and there's a clear change. I mean, one is, again, the greatest we've ever seen do it because I never got to see Jim Brown play, and the other one is Jerome Ford, which is a fair enough running back as he is. But everything else of what you said, I don't deny anything else of what you said, John. I mean, this is a football team that, again, is still trying to act like other football teams, and it's very, very difficult to do that when you don't get the heart and soul stuff that's in the locker room. We bring up the Eagles all the time. We bring up other teams all the time. And, John, thank you very much for the call. Like, you had guys on that team like Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham that were not going to tolerate things. They were not going to do that. And you were able to take risks on guys. Whatever were they saying about Jalen Carter coming out of college? Where really he had one terrible incident. It was a terrible incident. But what were they saying about him? Ah, he's wild. You're not going to be able to rein him in. No, they were able to rein him in because you got leaders on that team. Meanwhile, remember what Miles was saying about Perry and Winfrey? Well, that obviously was going to go off the rails and you can't get
Perry
any of his talent.
Perry and Winfrey.
Yeah. And he's selling his shoes online for crying out loud. I mean, this goes into it. Nick is not going to be a loudmouth, yelling guy, cussing everybody out, I think, before a game, during a game, whatever. I don't think he's ever going to be that guy. But what he showed you was professionalism beyond the shadow of a doubt. What he showed you was greatness beyond a shadow of a doubt. And that's what people respected so much about him, and that's what they'll continue to respect so much about him in years and years and years to come. Because I'm imagining, as I see it right now, while I don't like this, I'm not being that hard on the team. Because I don't...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty variety of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I think he's going to be that great. And I'm not looking at Nick Chubb saying, you're the worst, be gone, because I know that hopefully after this year, I think it's probably going to be a one-year thing and that's it and he's probably done. Man. That you're able to bring him back and dog pound captain stuff and all the other things that you do with all-time greats that everybody loves. Because that's who he is. He's a guy that everybody loves. And he personifies exactly what's wrong with the Browns and what has been great with the Browns all in one player. So Nick highlighted the good and bad with the Cleveland Browns. Let me explain that here in just a moment. I do want to tell you the Darius Garland conversation we're going to have here coming up in a bit. It's going to be pretty strong because if this guy is saying, if this one person is saying that he has to go, then I know he's being shopped. Because he ain't saying unless he knows it. Ain't no doubt about that. That one coming up in just under an hour from now. We got Daryl Ryder coming up at 8:22. 216-474-0092. Why I say Nick highlighted what's great and terrible about the Browns all in one guy, because he's a throwback in so many ways. This old fans loved him. New fans loved him. New fans love him because he's great. He's Nick. He's great. He's a great running back. He's a star in this city that's starved for stars when it comes to football. So any player of any age can love him. Any person of any age can love him. He rarely talks to the media. He rarely talks about anything. Did he ever really make a stink about his contract at all?
No.
He was in on the conference call with the running backs a couple years ago. You remember that?
I had totally forgotten that.
But it was almost like he was like, well, you're a running back. You kind of need to be on that call. And like that was it. Like he wasn't making a stink. And, you know, it's the tough thing about it because you respect him because he doesn't make a stink. But I also know, like, hey, now the name of the game is you got to make a stink. You got to, because you can't.
The CBA
is so restrictive. You have to do something.
2 years ago, I said if I were his agent, I would be holding out because this is the last year that he's going to get guaranteed money. And then, of course, what happens? He gets injured in that Pittsburgh game, and then it was like he was never going to make money. That was it for him ever making top dollar.
So you know how good he is. He's one of the best to do it. He doesn't make you feel queasy about, is he going to be here? Is he not going to be here? The organization, you know, for as analytically driven as the organization is, they paid him.
They did.
They were willing to pay him where other teams were willing to let other guys go. And they were willing to pay him. And then he shows you how great he is as a player as opposed to all these other guys who have nowhere near the amount of excuses in their history like Nick Chubb does with the injuries and everything else, and they just never fill the bill. They're never able to do it. And I think that that's what's so glorious and frustrating about a guy like Nick Chubb, because you're not frustrated with Nick. He just makes you more frustrated than everybody else. He makes you that much more angry about all the other things, because you know, I'll get very defensive of Miles. I can't sit there and deny that there's not a lot of drama there. There's a ton of drama there. One way or the other, there's drama that surrounds Nick Chubb, or it surrounds Miles Garrett. There's nothing that surrounds Nick Chubb. Nothing. I mean, it's wonderful. And as a media member, every interview, respectful, but you were on his time. You have 5 minutes, and that's what you have. He wasn't going to sit there. There's guys at the time of day you would get them for like interviews, either for the network or for us or things like that. Their schedule was a little bit open. Nick, you got about 5, maybe 6 or 7 minutes, depending, but that's all you got.
But that's how good he was.
And he would like kind of start the clock on you a little bit. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
And you respected it.
That's how.
And he was always cordial.
Think about what this means for him. How good he was that he didn't have to do any of that stuff. He didn't have to be buddy-buddy with any of the media. He just legitimately let his game do the talking. It's hard to fathom. You go back to 2018, and it was a competition kind of with him and Carlos Hyde.
Yep.
Hyde gets dealt.
We didn't understand why Carlos Hyde was.
No.
Speaking of guys who were great interviews, Carlos Hyde was. He'd let you chew the fat.
But it was almost instantly that you saw how special he was.
Do you think that there's, before I get to these calls here, do you think that there's added pressure on Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson?
Boy, I you would pose that question to me off air, and I thought about it, and I'm just like, I'm not used to running backs kind of having that label of pressure. I don't know what it is, like quarterbacks, pressure, even some wide receivers, pressure. I never think about that in terms of a running back.
I don't think he faces as much pressure as I think like Andrew Berry faces. If Quinshon Judkins runs for 60 yards in a loss, and he averaged 3.1 yards a carry, he averaged 2.9 yards a carry, I think it's more because he went to Ohio State, he won a national championship with Ohio State. Why did you draft this guy? And especially because, remember, Trevion Henderson was the other half of that running back room. And I loved when they made the pick, I was, because the miles thing gets brought in, how many miles a running back has. I was like, hey, you got a guy who shared carries on a great football team. He's got plenty of time left on those legs. This guy's going to be great for us. Go ahead.
Well, does being a Buckeye help or hurt him in this pressure?
I think it helps. I think it takes pressure off.
You know what? I think takes not necessarily pressure off him, but pressure off for me not to be as all in.
What he's doing.
They drafted another running back. Right. I just need one of them to be good. It honestly does not really matter to me. Now, granted, you know, for Andrew Berry, you want Judkins to be really good because there's other guys you could have had there that there's more on the line for him. But for me, a fan, I don't really care. Just if both these guys can do the trick together, if one of them is elevated over the other, whether it's a two-headed monster or one feature back in the way that we had Nick Chubb.
Well, he's the one guy that got drafted this year that can quickly go, oh, he's a guy. He's a guy that Berry got right? He can do that right away.
Yes.
Mason Graham's going to take a little bit of time, unless he just has a great amount of sacks to start the year.
Gene in Cleveland. Gene, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad, Gene. Hey, listen,
I've been watching the Browns for 55 years and a long time. But he's the best running back that the Browns I've ever seen play for the Browns. I didn't see Jim Brown, but I saw Leroy Kelly, who's in the Hall of Fame, and Nick Chubb is better. He's the best running back they've had. You know, as a Cleveland sports fan, I've had to put up with the quirkiness of Albert Bell. Loved him, good player. Manny Ramirez. Who's the guard that thought the world was flat when the Cavs won in 2016?
Kyrie.
Yeah, all that dumb stuff you have to put up with our sports fan. Nobody wants to play here. Even Deshaun Watson didn't want to come here. It wasn't until you unloaded half the bank to get him here. So you finally get a guy that wants to play here. And to your point, Ken, maybe he lost a step. He didn't deserve 1 year. He didn't deserve one more year here to show whether he lost or not. So I'm a little less of a Browns fan today. Won't forgive the Browns for this. And, he's the best running back I've ever seen. One other thing with the Carlos Hyde thing. What changed? We got two rookie running backs now. They're automatically going to get on the field. Do you remember when Chubb played? He had three carries for 100 yards against the Raiders. He couldn't get on the field. Dorsey had to trade Hyde
to get him on the field. It was so silly.
This guy is a rookie, couldn't get on the field, and he was unstoppable. So now all of a sudden we get rid of him so we can start two rookies. Well, you know what? Good luck, because I like the guys they drafted, but let's see if they stay healthy and if you can get 5 yards a carry out of them. So, you know, but I'm going to miss – I hope he comes back. Because you know what? He's like 400 yards short of being the second all-time leading rusher in Browns history. I think he deserved it, and hopefully he'll come back and do that. Thank you.
Gene, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Darryl Ryder going to join us coming up at 8:22. You saw two superpowers fighting for years. How could anything sense measure up to him? And do you hear what Nathan said to us on Friday? Kevin's talking tough. Does he mean it? That coming up at 8:02 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.